Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is The Morning Shift. I am he, and he is a Gabby Award-winning producer and one-third of The Morning Shift. They call me Squid Billy. My name is Bo Morgan. He's the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. She's a tofu-tasting First Lady of Atlanta baseball while also being the Queen of Improv. A lot of titles for her, Miss Allie Mack. And back there somewhere, way creepily, Mr. Dylan Dylon Matthews. Good morning, everyone.
It was a creepy wave. I can confirm. He was spreading the icing on the cake. Got that back and forth motion, man.
You know what happens before the wave is he looks up and smiles because he's about to do it and he's very excited.
Can I just say, though, I think that most things Dylan does starts like that. He just looks up and smiles, lets it eat. I love the vibes early in the morning, man. Yeah,
I think you wake up with a smile on your face, Dylan.
Does.
Is that true?
That's our Dylon.
We'll go with that. Sure. we'll let that be true. Sure. That's one narrative I am willing to run with.
Oh man.
How has everyone's morning been? Because mine started off a little bit rough. I bring a water bottle in every single day, and this morning, for whatever reason, the cap was not on it. So I went to get in my car. And the whole thing dumped on my driver's seat. And I'm like, well.
Yeah, that ain't good.
No. So Grant happened to be taking the trash out at the same time. So he ran and grabbed a towel and a trash bag. And I had to sit on that driving into work. My car is currently airing out.
Wait. Grant was taking the trash out of when you left for work?
Yeah, he was.
Jeez, what's he doing?
What'd he do? Did he forget to take it down last night? I mean.
Well,
go back to sleep, Grant.
He's probably sleeping now.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I mean, but when I get up and get going, the dogs are up and moving. They got to go out. So he's like, oh, trash time. So.
Oh, man, my wife would lose it on me if she woke up every morning when I get up.
Smooth sailing for you so far, Bo?
Yeah, so far, I mean, I didn't have any technical issues for the first time. We had a nice storm last night, and nice big old lightning storm, a lot of rain, and I just saw a little lightning in the distance, and I'm like, ooh, might get a show this morning.
Nice.
Yeah, a storm at the beach is always pretty nice. All right, well, Let's talk about what has happened since we last got to chat with you. Drew Brees and Larry Fitzgerald were picked in their first year of eligibility as nominees for the 2026 Pro Football Hall of Fame. Ole Miss will be starting Trinidad Chambliss at quarterback when they play LSU. The Braves' 10-game win streak, it's over. Broken after a 4-3 loss to the Nationals yesterday. And Jaden Daniels was a limited participant in the Commanders' practice yesterday. So status unknown for Sunday. We'll see. We'll talk about it more throughout the show. And as far as the Falcons, A.J. Terrell still didn't participate yesterday with that hamstring injury. But another status we've been curious about this week, Parker Romo and Raheem Morris. You know, he had his weekly sit-down with Dukes and Bell yesterday, and he had this to say about it.
We got to see, man. You got to get him out there and let him kick. You know, we kick today, we'll kick on Friday, and then we'll make the decisions. We've been taking those things all the way to the wire, letting those guys go. And to be honest with you, you know, quite frank, we got to let the guys go out there. You know, Romo had a great night on a Sunday night, and then we turned around and we didn't have a great night on a Sunday day at one in Carolina. So you got to go out there, you got to keep earning it, you got to compete. And that's the only way I know to do it, a kicker. Other than that, I don't know what to tell you.
Bo, I think my concern, and you've paid closer attention to this than I have for a long time. You know, the conversation always was, boy, when Matt Ryan's not the quarterback here, people are really going to regret some of the things they said about Matt Ryan over the course of his career. And it's held true. Mm-hmm. You've had different quarterbacks 5 straight years on week one. And it's, he brought such a level of professionalism and consistency, and you knew what you were getting. I'm concerned that we're entering a gray area in terms of the kickers for the Atlanta Falcons. Are we going to go to this thing where – it's like AJ Terrell's hamstring. We're going week to week where we're just going, not sure who it's going to be this week. That guy shanked one last week or one off the upright. I get concerned that we're just in this downward spiral at the kicking position.
I mean, I think you maybe people are understanding now why they were so hesitant to just outright cut Younghoe Koo, right? Why they just didn't, he wouldn't make it back to the facility if it was me. And, you know, that's that whole mindset. And that's not how you do it because there's just not, that was a nice bolt. There's just not that many good kickers out there. And it's why when people bring up guys like, you know, you heard it in the recap, Rodrigo Blankenship, I'm like, if he was what you people think he was at Georgia in the NFL, he would be on a roster right now. So yeah, there's a really good chance of that. But the likelihood that you can bring somebody in and they can figure out how to hit, I don't know, 80-something percent. I mean, look, we don't know that Parker Romo isn't still the guy. And I have a feeling he'll be out there this Sunday. And you hope he can kind of settle in and get over whatever was bugging him last week and show.
Well, it seems we have some technical issues
We might have jinxed it.
I will say with Parker Romo and then Ben Salza signing on the practice squad, to me, right now, the kicker position kind of feels like the Price is Right. It's like, Parker Romo,
come on down. And then he's like,
I'll bet
$62.35. You know, no, I'm with you on that. And like I said, it just feels like one of those things where we're just in this spiral.
Yeah.
And I don't want that. I don't want to go, oh, he's 5'5". Oh my God, he's 0-2. Let's bring in more tryout. I was really hoping that Parker Romo, he's from Peachtree City.
Right.
Like, I was hoping he'd just run with this thing. You know, the Younghoe Koo thing where he went to Georgia Southern. There's always that connection. And that's why I'm a little bit lighter on it than I think Bo is about the whole Georgia thing. You know, people just wanting people that they know. That's a lot of times how I feel like it is at kicker. Like, you feel comfortable with the names you know. We talked about that in terms of offensive linemen during training camp. It's like, yeah, I get it. I mean, to an extent, but I just want somebody that can make kicks.
So obviously this is a position that's been a little unsteady for us, but is there a different position that if it was as unstable as this, you'd be more worried?
No. I mean, quarterback.
Right. That's a big one.
And I think that when you look at the way the kickers are, it's so unique. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so unique in sports. There's not another position like it where you just completely do something completely different than the rest of your team.
Right.
Like, you know, I mean, like, there's a closer in baseball, but there's other pitchers.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it just being a kicker in football is so unique in the way they have to go about their business that it can be such a mental issue. But there's one of them. You know, you've got a certain amount of guys, 45, 46 on game day. You have to have that one guy. It's not like you can put in a backup on game day.
Mm-hmm.
And so when Raheem comes out and we play the cut and he's like, oh, you know what? Hey, we're going to let him kick tomorrow and we're going to let him kick Friday and we're going to find out what happens. I'm like, man, I don't love it. I'm going to be honest.
Have these been kind of like anomaly situations? You know, last year we had some issues with Koo. And then this year, of course, that other game that we had against Tampa, it came down to Koo as well. But is it kind of an anomaly that it is coming down to field goals, or is this pretty steady? Because it just feels like all of a sudden the light is shining on our kicker position.
I think it's – Minnesota's a little bit different. 5 field goals is not what you want to see. But I think it's pretty steady. I think the way you – I mean, Pittsburgh beat us last year by kicking 5 field goals in week one to start the year. So I think it's just how the NFL is. If you can make those kicks and make them from deep, make them from 50, make them from 60, whatever it may be, you can kind of – you can kind of start things off the right way and put yourself in different situations throughout the game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game. So, obviously, when we reached our boiling point with Koo a few weeks ago, it was after what he had missed, you know, two more kicks or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
So, Parker Romo goes 5-for-5 Sunday night. We talked about that and goes over to a Carolina. What's the boiling point or what's the leash for Parker Romo now that he's back on the hot seat and we've got new kickers in bringing him competition? What's the leash for Parker Romo right now?
I don't know that there is one. You know, I don't know. It's more like a collar.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't think. And that's the thing is I'll be curious to see what happens this week because I don't know. I'm the first one to raise my hand. I don't know much about kicking. You know what I mean? So, and I know Raheem doesn't either. Zach Robinson doesn't either. Jeff Olbrich doesn't either. Like, are you looking at this competition where Parker Romo kicks one and then Ben Sauls kicks one and then you like go break down the tape on their follow through? Or is it simply this guy made 5 of 6, this guy made 6 of 7, but he hit one from 55? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if you're actually breaking it down and saying, well, that swing looks good. Mm-hmm. You know, like, who are you bringing in? Even Marquise Williams, who is our special teams coordinator, he's not a kicker. You know, he's not going to go break down everything that's going on. And I think that's where the confusion can lie for myself and some other fans, where you're like, I don't really know. You know, it's just, I don't want to get to game day, though, and find out. I'd rather know on Friday. So we'll see.
Well, would you rather have seen a change this week in the kicker, given that two field goals were missed last weekend? Would you rather have seen a change for Ben Sauls or someone else? Would that make you feel better going into this game or no?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen him. I haven't seen Ben Sauls. You know, and that's the thing I'm talking about. Like, when you break down the film, and Bo can weigh in on this as well, break down the film, like, I'm not looking to see if he made good contact, right? And I wonder if Raheem is, because I don't know what it's like to pick a kicker going into a game day like that.
I think you just look at the mental, the mindset. I don't know. I'll be honest with you. The whole kicking thing is weird to me, and I would feel more confident going with Parker Romo, even with him missing two kicks, just because I don't want to go in there with my third choice. Mm-hmm. I mean, the further down the line we get, the less good you kind of let – you know, you feel good about this thing. I mean, these guys have been passed over. Now, this Sauls kid is a young kid, and he kicked at Pittsburgh, I think, and I don't believe he's ever even kicked in an NFL game, a regular season game, if I'm not mistaken. So, I mean, maybe that would be good. Maybe, you know, it's kind of like the youngin' thing where he's like, well, he's too young to understand what he's doing. So,
hey, later in the show, I noticed this on Twitter last night. 18,000 eyes have been on one of Mike's tweets that he put out. Has to do with the Dan Orlovsky tweet that was going around yesterday.
Yeah.
So 7:40, we will tackle that. And coming up, yesterday we did cover the Falcons defense against the Commanders offense. Today, we're going to switch it, change it, rearrange it. That'll be next on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.